Bonjour and welcome to French Footprints, the podcast sharing steps you can take towards raising bilingual children. I'm your host, Amy Mann, founder of Un et Trois Petits Pas, where I teach parents and children how to introduce French at home in fun, engaging, and accessible ways. Through Canadian Parents for French and funding from the Government of Canada, the French Footprints program shares research-based techniques and expertise to help build the confidence of parents and better the future of their kids. I'm a mom of two young boys who I actually raised to speak French despite English being my first language. I started Un et Trois Petits Pas on my maternity leave with my firstborn son when I realized there weren't many resources available for parents hoping to raise bilingual children, especially if the parents weren't fully confident in their own abilities in French. And so my goal with Un et Trois Petits Pas is for participants to see French for what it is, which is a language, a means of communication, rather than a school subject. And we do this by making sure that the French learning is fun. And so it's all about play and movement and music and repetition and just enjoying our time together while we practice our French. And I'm here to share some tips and tricks on how you can do just that at home. So to start, let's talk about why it's so beneficial to introduce French at a young age. During the first 3 years of a child's life, their brains are picking up language at a speed that we're never going to be able to reach again. And so if we introduce another language during those years, they are that much more likely to be able to pronounce things better, to be able to become bilingual or multilingual children. And so I always say the sooner the better. But parents often ask, how can I do that if they don't speak the language themselves? But the great news is when you have a young child, you're starting from zero. And so you can learn alongside your child. Start small with a few words and add on from there. Some people wonder, but won't it confuse my child if we're introducing multiple languages at the same time? But the answer is no. Children actually learn languages in a completely different way from us. So adults, they tend to need some organization when it comes to language learning. But children, they are sponges. They just soak everything up and they are able to accept multiple words for the same meaning. And so when it comes to introducing another language, there isn't any organization that needs to be done. Just do what you can. And children actually pick up on the differences in intonation and the different sounds, and they're able to really early on recognize that there's different languages being spoken. Another reason to introduce French as soon as possible is because it's easier to establish habits right from the start. And a child is way less likely to refuse a language because it's normal to them. It's something that they've been doing right from the beginning. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But for now, what I want to talk about is setting up daily routines to help you stay consistent. So why is it more beneficial than setting aside a specific time, let's say 2 hours a day, for example? Why do we want to implement it into our daily routines instead? The reason is because if the goal is too big and if it's too different, it's easily forgotten and put to the side. The key here is to find ways to make it easy so that it's easy for you to hold yourselves accountable as the parents to continuing to introduce French at home. And the way to do that is to find tiny little things, start small, and turn those things into a habit. Creating habits is what is going to be what gets you to that goal of raising bilingual children. So what kind of things can parents do to introduce French into daily routines? One example I have for parents is, let's say you have a child and they want to watch some TV. I say, put a cap on that TV in English, and then any bonus TV time is in French. That's an easy way to make the French TV feel like a positive experience because they're not just like, oh no, only TV in French. That's okay if you want to do that. But if it's too different for them, if they're already used to watching TV in English, I actually recommend setting a cap on the English TV and then having French as the bonus. It feels better. It feels more positive. Another idea that I have for parents is that if you can introduce something new, so a new activity such as a new craft or even taking them to a new location, for example, the library, make that activity your French activity. And this usually works better than trying to change something that they're already used to. And so let's say you decide cooking is going to be your French activity together. It's way better to introduce that activity in French so that they don't feel, oh, I already am used to doing that in English. The same goes for TV. I actually recommend that they don't watch their favorite TV show in French and they continue to watch it as they're used to watching it in whatever language is normal for them. Because if we try and change it to French, we're changing something on them. Whereas if we introduce a new TV show, it's something that they just see as being in French. And that is often way easier for children when it comes to transitions. Now, something easy you could do with younger children is as simple as every time you walk up or down the stairs, count those steps in French, en français. Un, deux, trois, etc. If your little one gets used to hearing, counting every time you go up and down the stairs, it's something that becomes normal to them, and they are guaranteed going to be able to count all the way up till 10 en français because you've done it that many times. And the cool thing is, it's so easy for you to just do because you're already going to walk up and down those stairs anyway, so you're not adding anything new to your day. One of my participants actually told me one of the things she likes to do is get her children to ask whenever they're thirsty, they need to say it en français. J'ai soif. It's something as simple as that. And then her next goal was to get them to ask for a snack en français. And the reason being is because this is something that kids say all the time, right? I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. And so if that can be done en français, you know that it's going to be something that's repeated often and it's going to really become ingrained in their minds. Something like j'ai faim, j'ai soif is also a common error when it comes to English speakers because direct translation of I'm hungry is je suis faim. But we don't say that en français, we say j'ai faim. And so because that participant decided that's what they were going to practice, it's way less likely that her children are going to make those mistakes in the future. Another easy idea is to make snack time or lunch time French time. So talking about things like colors, foods, even counting your bites, that's a really easy way to implement French into your daily routines. There's no need to wait to introduce French at home. You don't have to be fully proficient in order to introduce a language to your little one. It's about finding ways to make things easy and introducing small little habits and growing them from there. Whether you're a parent who's fully bilingual, fully French, or somebody who's just starting out, you can start with some basic words and repeat them until they feel normal. Once you have those down, add new words or new phrases from there. And the cool thing is, if you do this at a young age, it's going to make French feel normal to your children. Now, when children get to be a little bit older, sometimes they start to refuse a language, and that's not because they don't like it. They obviously don't have anything against a language. It's simply because it feels different to them. You, as the parent, are your child's comfort zone. And that's why you are the key to making it normal for them. And you can make such a big difference by introducing a little bit of French here and there. Because if you're introducing this new language and it's you, your child's comfort zone, they are that much more likely to see French learning as something positive, something doable, and they'll have these memories with you, which make them a more confident student when it comes to using French at school. Now, a parent who's managed to introduce French in simple ways through daily habits is far less likely to encounter language refusal when the child's older because it's something that they've been doing right from the start. So something to note here is that the first step is always the hardest. The next additions to your daily routines are going to be easier and easier because you've done the hard thing, the first one. Your children are at least used to doing that one habit en français, and it carves the way for the future habits. The most difficult one will be the first because it is the foreign one, but get that one down and the rest will come along much more easily. So my challenge to you is to choose one small thing to change about your daily routines, whether it be the counting of the steps en français, whether it be counting your bites, noticing colors around a room, getting dressed for the day using French vocabulary. I challenge you to find one small thing to change about your daily routines. Once that becomes a habit, add something new. Now, some people might wonder, but isn't that just not enough? And what I like to say is, it's better to start with something doable than nothing at all. And if you make your goal too big and too difficult, it's much more likely that you're not actually going to stick to it. If you find easy things that are very simple, it'll make it easier to hold yourself accountable, and your child will get used to it in a way that doesn't feel so big and so different. It's something tiny that they can't really refuse, and it's that much more likely that you and your child are going to get to hear a little bit of French every day. So I hope that this very first French Footprints podcast helps make introducing French at home feel all the more doable. If you'd like to know more, you can read some of the many resources available through Canadian Parents for French and Arnaud-toi Petit Pas. And keep listening as we explore the benefits of learning French at a young age. Au revoir! This project has been made possible by the Government of Canada. Ce projet a été rendu possible grâce au gouvernement du Canada.